wrestlers, fans, and families. Welcome to the ONU podcast, your backdoor pass to the ONU wrestling team. We hope you enjoy meeting the team and learning about how we run our program and the kids we recruit. Come see what we mean when we say, we recruit kids who want to see how good they can become. This year's host, Coach McClay, will be posting podcast episodes weekly wherever you listen to them. But for now, please enjoy the show.
So can we start with just your name, major, and your year?
Yes. My name is Devin Harbison. I am a mechanical engineer, and I am a sophomore.
Mm-hmm. And for mechanical engineering, if I'm not mistaken, you want to go into space with that, right?
Yes. I want to concentrate in aerospace.
Is there aerospace, aerodynamics? Is there a difference?
So aerospace is kind of the broad field for aircraft and spacecraft design.
Okay, so you want to build rockets and send them off.
Yes.
Now, have you thought about where you're going with that?
So ideally, I would love to go to like NASA or SpaceX with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am...
You going to work for Elon?
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm not mistaken, he is hiring a lot right now. Or at least he was during the summer. So you could probably snag an internship if you're proactive enough. Who knows? That could be an option for you. What were you saying before I cut off? I'm sorry, it's not important. Probably is, but aerospace in general is a hard field. A lot of math, right?
Lots and lots of math.
Is that all your schedule looks like right now?
So far, it's lots of forces, projections, and math, yes.
Mm. So which one's your hardest right now?
Currently, my hardest is differential equations.
You're the second person to say that. That must be a really hard class.
Oh, yeah, especially this year.
Who do you have for a teacher this year?
That's complicated.
Okay.
I did have Professor Bhandari,
And
now we are switching up our professor.
So what's your favorite class right now?
My favorite class would have to be probably statics.
Why?
Statics, it's all about force projections and stuff like that.
Okay, so like Newton's Law?
Yeah.
Like you're just working a whole class around those?
Basically force loads on stationary objects like bridges and buildings.
Oh, so pounds per square inch?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, someone else said that too. It must be a really good teacher or a really cool class.
Yeah. The Professor Ardakami is one of my favorites so far.
What makes him your favorite for her?
Is it here? He's very straightforward, and he just likes to slip in lots of small jokes here and there.
Mm-hmm. Just to liven it up, because I'm sure math gets boring quick. I've always loved animated teachers. Like, the more silly you can get with it, the better.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite teachers in college, she'd almost tell like a story, if that makes sense. Like it would be a history class, and instead of going through it as like a current event or things we need to memorize, it was a story with main characters and almost like a plot to it. Like so-and-so is mad at so-and-so, so he's getting back, so now this person has to come this way. That's how I appreciate it. Just anything to brighten it up. But I'm also a history major. I can't do numbers like you. I don't know if that's even possible, make a story out of numbers. So as far as the room is concerned, there is a huge difference in not only the number of people, but like, I guess the ratio of kids. Last year, we had a lot more upperclassmen, like sophomore juniors, and this year we have a lot more freshmen. Now, how does that dynamic work for you in the room right now?
Well, because of last year, I kind of see myself as still kind of a freshman.
A super freshman?
But yeah, exactly, yep. A super freshman. So I kind of fit in more with the freshmen than I would anybody else, but I also have the little bit of team bonding that I got last year, so I like hanging around with the upperclassmen, but I also fit in more with the lowerclassmen.
Right, you got your clique, but at the end of the day, they're your brothers.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Everyone's like that. It's almost unwritten rule, you know, between classes. Like, your class is your class, and then everyone else is your friends, but your class is who you have for 4 years, maybe even five. How long's your major?
4 years.
4 years, okay. Now, are you on track to do that?
Yes. So far, I am on that track, but I am considering maybe joining the ROTC for the Space Force.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, because I would start so late, I would have to go another year.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also then be able to take that fifth year of wrestling. So.
Right, especially with that COVID freebie year.
Yeah.
That's nice. Have you been talking to Cole? Has he been hyping you up for that?
I haven't talked to Cole about that. I used to talk to Brian Blossner last year about it. In a lot.
Mm-hmm. How's he doing? You still keep in contact with him?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit ago. He's doing well at the Air Force Academy.
Oh, he's making it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for him. He had, for those of you who don't know, Blaster, he was one of our freshmen last year, but he decided to go towards the Air Force. You know, he decided to serve our country. And I'm proud of him for that. And with that process and with COVID, there was a remote testing thing. So he had to get a signature for someone who's reputable, and he chose me. So we did his whole testing. Like, it was a mile, you got through the bar so far. There's certain standards he had to meet, and I had to test them all. It took him 2 tries, but he got it. He got it. It's not an easy test. It's easy individually. Like, you only have to do 50 pull-ups, not 50, 50 push-ups, that kind of thing. But doing them all back to back to back is what gets you. And the first time he came close, the second time he nailed it. He had seconds to spare, so I was happy for him. No, I'm good here. Shout out to Blaster, wherever you are. What are some of your goals for the season then?
Some of my goals, I guess one of them, because of how well I did last year, being the academic All-American,
mm-hmm.
I guess that's my main goal for this season, is getting back up there, kind of meeting that standard again.
Back to All-American?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good goal, and I'm not saying you can't accomplish it, but I want your goal for this year to be try your hardest, as tacky as that sounds. If you think about placements and where you can do and all that kind of thing, that's something you can't control, and you're only going to stress yourself. I got to meet this bar or else that world ends. It's a stressful feeling, but you can always control if you get better. You can always control if you're working on your technique. You can always control what you're focusing on. So if you're focusing on getting better, you will get better. And if you did that well last year, then you'll do better. But if you only focus on the placement, then you're not focusing on proving. Everyone else is. So if you're running in place, everyone else is moving forward. That's my thoughts on that. Where do you come from again? What's your hometown?
Beloit, Wisconsin.
Where?
Beloit, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Do you like cheese?
I do like cheese, yes.
Now, is that a big thing over there, or is that just a cliche everyone has?
It's much more of a cliche, but most people do like cheese up there.
I feel like that's an American thing.
There's lots of cheese factories up there, too.
That's why they call it the cheeseheads, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about why you chose ONU, right? It was because of the wrestling and the major. We had both?
Yes.
Now, since you had a year of school, you had a year of midterms, finals, and the whole gamut, do you stand by that answer still? Is this still, I know you're not going to tell me it's not your favorite choice, but do you feel like we've met the bar as far as what you expected throughout the year last year?
Oh, definitely. This is still, from everything I've seen from other people and other programs and stuff, this is still the school I would have chosen.
Mm-hmm. Even looking back, you'd make the same choice twice?
Definitely.
That's a huge compliment. Now, what about a wrestling team makes you so fond of us? We're all wrestlers here, but there's wrestlers everywhere. What makes us special?
I guess the thing that really makes our program special compared to a lot of the programs I've seen is our focus on mental toughness,
mm-hmm.
and just the belief that you're going to work your component and stuff like that, because that has always been my goal. That has always been what I had done throughout all of my matches, regardless if I won or should not have won or something like that.
Outpace them, see what happens.
I was always going to outwork them and be mentally stronger than them.
The wrestler mentality. Have you focused on, I guess, not so much toning back, outworking them, but have you figured out how to use that more efficiently? Because coming in as a freshman, everyone's all over the place using all this excess energy, excess motion. Do you feel like you're starting to, like, be more efficient with everything you're doing?
Oh, definitely, especially working with you and your moves compared to what I had learned before. I have definitely tried to tone back all of the excess movement that I would have done,
mm-hmm.
and try to make things a lot more simpler, or kind of like get those shortcuts, stuff like that.
Are you noticing a difference in your wrestling because of that?
The difference kind of goes both ways. Sometimes I get caught in scrambles that I wish I had not gotten there.
Right.
But I definitely do see a difference.
The scrambles in the room are okay, man. I'm the coach. I got pinned today by like two kids, man. You think I care about anyone getting pinned? As long as you're trying new things and figuring out new ways to get where you want to be, it's okay. Like today I learned not to roll left in a certain position because I got almost bow and arrowed. It was almost embarrassing. I had to fight real hard for a second. But at the end of the day, as long as you're learning, the scrambles come, they're fun, you learn how to do things different, and eventually just be like me. Like, I don't care where you put me, I'll wrestle from there, bro. You want to put me on the back? Let's see if you can stay off your back. But I like it. Who's your favorite partner right now?
I guess work-wise, it would have to be Dylan Lee.
Okay. Is there another wise? Is there a technique-wise or something else?
I think I've been wrestling well with Colin.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess Colin, the way I used to wrestle, I used to be the small guy. I was always that small, compact guy that could just get everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then Colin comes and
he's a nimble, little quick, little guy, yes.
He's even more extreme than I was.
Yeah, he's so quick with it. I swear I'll have him sometimes and he just jumps away and I'm like, how? How? You're off balance and falling. How are you moving? No, he's good. I like him a lot. He's definitely exceeded our expectations so far. What is it in both partners that you like? Like, what are the attributes you're looking for in your training partners?
I guess the attributes I look for is the hard work in trying to do the moves right and kind of get those reps in.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of not slacking off, but also learning when to slow it down to get them right the first time or get rid of those bad habits that will come.
Yep, slow is smooth, smooth is fast, every time. But it sounds like you're getting a good partner, good training. Do you see the mistakes you were making last year in a freshman? Does it make sense? Have you gotten to the point where you can look past to where you were and see the freshman there?
So I can see, I guess right now, I don't know if I have moved or gotten to the point where I can see them as I would have made them with them.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have a little bit of experience to know that in that situation, I would have done that last year and I either may not have done that this year, or I kind of hesitate to stop myself from doing that now.
Right now you're starting to recognize your own mistakes in them.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's a huge improvement. Just the fact that you can not only place yourself in someone else's shoes, but recognize what they're seeing, feeling, and understanding their thought process, and then understanding like that's the wrong, you know, thought process or action, or there could be a better one, more efficient in some way. But just that understanding wrestling almost with your mind's eye, as weird as that sounds, but that's huge. Because if you can wrestle from his position in your mind, then you already know where he's going, you already know what he can do, and you already know what he's looking for. So it's very easy to stop just like one or two things in the pole position is yours.
Oh yeah.
That's what I do to you guys a lot. I know what you're going for, so I'll just like thumb block one thing and you just can't double leg. You know, I'm not stopping anything besides one double leg and it just throws everyone off. Or something small like that. Now, tell me about your old coach in high school. What was he like?
My old coach in high school, he was very, I guess it was hard work first, kind of get in that conditioning. And it was always work harder than your opponent, but there will always be someone that
is working harder than you. There's always someone with your ticket. Yep.
So work harder than that. Because of him, I learned that there is nobody in the room that's going to outwork me. I was always going to be that person who is wrestling my butt off 24/7, not mm-hmm. taking a break. And if there's downtime, I'm just running in the room, just doing something.
Right.
And even when we did conditioning and stuff, not that I was faster than everybody else, but there was no way I was going to let somebody beat me down the hallways.
Yeah.
Because just the mental toughness and just that mentality of I'm going to outwork everyone.
Hey, hard work pays off in the end, man. Little bit by little bit, you get where you need to be. So how do we compare to your old coach then? If he was all go, 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 how do we compare?
So I guess, well, especially your moves, you're a lot more, funky compared to him.
A little unorthodox.
Oh, yeah. His wrestling style was much more traditional, mm-hmm. kind of basic, just the basics.
The foundations.
Yeah, work on those. But he definitely focused on more of the heavyweights.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a few coaches over the course that helped in, area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I developed the, my firemans and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Which is a nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming along. It's getting better every day. Every day you get something new, a little new tool for your toolbox.
I feel like they definitely helped me there with my work ethic and kind of the basics, and then I may not be technically better, but I'm going to outwork you and make up for that.
Right.
And then with you guys, I'm definitely learning a lot more of that technique, and I can so far see that if I took myself now and there, it's a huge jump.
Yeah, have you gotten a chance to go back to high school and wrestle the guys?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet? So you're going to have 2 years of college before you go back, and you're just going to manhandle your teammates. What happened to you, Devin? Nothing, man. I just went to college.
Yeah, I was just some scrawny 125-pounder constantly going to the bare minimum to make weight.
And yeah, right now, 25, I don't even know if that's in your range.
20.
Can you make 25?
No.
No, you're not allowed, or you just don't want to?
I think I would have had to cut quite a bit just to make it, so I was able to cut to 25.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah. And even then, I don't know if I would have made it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's better just live life happy. Don't starve yourself like a child.
Right now, I think my lowest is 30 or 29.
Yeah, so what's your plan for this season? Are you wrestling 33?
Yes.
Okay.
So I guess my plan for this season is to kind of just stay at 33 where I'm comfortable and then grow into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that... Not that I'm at my bare minimum at 1.433, but
you're
so
not
that,
the biggest 33 out there.
Yeah.
I get that. Are you nervous jumping up? That's a huge jump for someone who's like a 125 in high school.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous seeing the competition in, I guess, well, D1's much different story, but
right.
just seeing the bigger guys.
You'd still be at 25 at D1.
Oh, yeah.
No, I get that.
It's crazy seeing the guys who are able to make weight at, well, even 33, who are able to make 33, and they're just huge.
Yeah, just like 56 pounders somehow making it.
Yeah.
No, they're cheating. That's all right. Whatever weight you want to wrestle, it's up to you. I just was curious because you were set on 25 for a while. You're like, no, I'm doing 25. we were in the office like, okay, buddy, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I didn't want to wrestle 25. I wanted to go straight into 133 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that I was the only one who was able to make 25.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I just made that sacrifice for the short season we had.
Yeah, you're lucky. You had 3 competitions last year. You're lucky. Are you having fun in college?
I am. I'm having lots of fun so far. I guess kind of just being myself, just enjoying what I can enjoy, but also trying to make the most out of my education and athletics and stuff.
So, is this fun around town with your friends, or are you guys going out of town to do whatever?
We just kind of stay and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really go many places.
Just college kids hanging out playing video games?
Yeah, basically.
What games are you playing now? What's cool these days?
Nowadays, I don't even get to play video games very often.
With the homework? I feel that. Yeah, life happens quick, man. You get piled up and you're like, well, snap, I was free 2 months ago.
Yeah, right.
Now, are you happy with the progress you made at ONU, both athletically and academically? Like, as you see yourself, like, your first day freshman year up until, like, this very day, do you feel like you would have done better elsewhere, improved better elsewhere? Or are you just happy with the progress you made?
No, I am very happy with the progress I made here, because I feel like had I gone anywhere else, I would not have gotten the, I guess, the help or the teaching that they teach here anywhere else. Especially, I came to school not wanting to be just another number.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be someone who, it's not like there's 4 other people in the class and I'm just constantly being asked and they're just constantly down my neck, but I also wanted to be someone who I could go up to them, they would know me, kind of on a personal level, but kind of...
They recognize your face and a little bit about you.
Yeah.
They got like 2 facts about you. Yeah, that's kind of the atmosphere I wanted. Just someone... I didn't want to be best friends. Like, it'd be cool if you just knew my name.
Yeah.
Or my face, you know, recognize I'm here for you. No, I feel that. Have you applied to any internships yet?
Yes, I actually applied to an internship for Collins Aerospace in Rockford, Illinois.
Ooh, that's closer to you, right?
Yes, that's about 30 minutes from me.
Oh, that's not even a drive, bro. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you're applying.
No, it was really nice. I knew a buddy I used to work with in a summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
His father, who I had met and got to know a little bit, he works there and he has lots of connections.
Oh, he's your in.
Oh, yeah. So he's I was able in. To...
Not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what are they going to have you do if you get this position?
I'm not sure.
You apply for a position and don't know what to do? Or is it like a general office work kind of stuff?
It was more general.
Okay, that makes sense.
It wasn't anything specific that I knew.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they just need someone interested in the field to run papers around. Hey, everyone does it. I did it for a couple of years, buddy. Is it paid?
Yes.
Hey, that's all that matters. It's a job that pays. Pay good? Yeah, I see you smiling. Yeah, he's happy with it. All right, well, speaking of money, then, scholarships. Have you gotten a chance to look at scholarships, apply to scholarships? Have you gotten a chance to get any scholarships yet?
Yes, I got a scholarship over the summer through my mom's work.
How does that work?
So this scholarship was more of a kind of like a raffle, kind of.
So not something you can.
So yeah.
It doesn't really help people.
And then I also got, I think I got one or two through the school that were kind of smaller.
How did you go about doing that?
Like,
explain to someone who's never applied to a scholarship, how did you get that money?
So we were, well, we were sent emails through the department, but it was, they were, I guess, funds from alumni and foundations from, I guess, alumni and just...
Just an alumni donations to the scholarship fund.
Yeah, that they give out every year. I was able to fill out the application for that and just kind of show them what I've done with the work they've given me, stuff like that.
Okay. So what you're saying is, like, the school sent you an email. You just click the link, fill out the form, and send it back?
More or less, yeah.
Maybe they want a document or something saying how good you are.
Yeah.
So, easy stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, all you gotta do is take the initiative to do it? I just wanted you to say those words, because, like, some people, they get all, you know, big-eyed. And it's just like, I don't know, man. The ticket says this, I can't afford that, and I don't know where to get money. So scholarships are out there, you just gotta look. And the school you're going to probably has some. Just ask them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wish I knew, I wish I had done the work before coming here.
Right? It's not too late to get more scholarships. You can do it every year. I think if you did it enough, they might even pay you. one of my favorite things for scholarships is it's an app. It's called Scholly. S-C-H-O-L-L-Y. And the app itself, you have to pay like $50 a year or something. There is a fee, so I don't usually just tell everybody. But if you pay for it, you get a little account set up. You put all your information, like your date of birth, your major, your grades, GPA, all that stuff. And it's a full form. You fill it out. And then it'll search the internet. I don't know where. They find it. But then it'll just give you links to scholarships you qualify for. Like link after link after link, pages and pages and pages of it. So... I believe, I haven't done it in a while, but I believe they added a thing where you could just, like, auto-send your, kind of like the same way you do on Deed, on Indeed, where you can just, like, submit your resume. I think they did that, so you could just go through all these scholarships and push next, 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 next. Or you can fill them out individually. So I'm not not 100% sure on that first part, but I do know you can fill them out individually. And it's a really easy way to find them. If you don't want to just literally Google search the words, aerospace engineering scholarship.
Yeah.
It's really easy to find scholarships. You just gotta be proactive. And a lot of people are like, well, if I apply and don't get it, it's wasted work. Well, in my mind, if you apply for, if it takes you 2 hours to apply for 100 scholarships, 10 scholarships, doesn't matter, and you get $5,000 out of it, well, for an hour, you got $5,000. So it doesn't really matter if you don't get them.
Oh, yeah.
And $5,000 isn't nothing in a college bucket, but like, dimes start adding up, man. Everyone's trying to get big scholarships, and those ones are actually really hard to get. But the small ones, those ones are pretty easy, and they add up quick. $5,000, $5,000, $5,000, that's 15. But that's my advice on money. Always apply for more. If you're paying for anything, apply for more. But that kind of leads me to my next point. Do you feel like you're being helped well throughout your college experience, both on and off the mat? Like, do you feel like everyone's guiding you in a positive way?
Oh, definitely. I feel like, well, yeah, on the mat, we have lots of guidance. So we know exactly where you want us to go and all that. You're going to help us.
And your teachers are saying?
Yeah. And with our advisors and our teachers, everyone's there to help us. They're all, I mean, it's your path, but there's always somebody there to guide you and help you to get you where you want to go. And most of them will go out of their way to help you.
Yeah, they will. You just gotta ask them.
Oh, yeah.
They're nice people, for sure. Now, if there was a stereotype of our team, like if you had to describe a stereotype of the kind of kids we like to bring in, how would you describe that?
If I was gonna stereotype this year's, it'd be a lot of 41, 49
pounds. You're not lying. But as far as personality and attributes, what are some things we look for?
I guess from what I've seen, most of the people that stereotypical would be just that hard worker who's willing to put it in on the mat and off the mat,
mm-hmm.
especially off the mat.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you guys' homework.
And just someone who, they're not doing it just for themselves. They're doing it for the people that they have to work with, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because while you may be on the mat by yourself for those 6-7 minutes, it's still very much a team, because you're still dying in the room with every single person in there.
Right.
And everyone's got your back 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of dying in the room, we did just pick up practice, right? So we were having a week or two of, you know, calm, collected technique, make sure we got the fine points. And then Monday, we turned it up. Didn't tell you guys, we just said start going. Today, we continued that. How do you feel after going through two practices like that?
After today, I feel much better. But it was a huge jump from what we were doing.
Yep.
But it's not, well, it's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So while it is more difficult than what we were doing, it's not that bad.
It's not uncalled for?
No, it's not uncalled for. Not at all. It's honestly, it's what we need. It's...
Now, how's your body holding up with the added strain?
I was very sore yesterday,
mm-hmm.
but today it's getting better. Right now I feel much better than I did yesterday, but I still got those aches and pains everywhere.
Right. Make sure you take care of those. Ice, eat healthy. I know, especially since, you know, you're more of a lean wrestler and you're coming down on weight, make sure you're eating healthier. It's really easy, especially with, the way, like, food is grown and made, is less nutritionally rich than it was, you know, like, a few decades ago. So just make sure that you're taking in all the nutrients you can. Because, like, calories aside, if you don't get all the nutrients in you, you're going to perform worse. And that doesn't help you in any way. Like, just not have, for example, potassium and salt. If you don't have those, you're going to start cramping. Everyone's like, well, you don't need salt to cut weight. Well, we're not cutting weight, and you need salt. Or there's a lot of things you can do to, like, just improve your general mood. I know the wrestling season gets long and, it's a word, arduous? Long and monotonous. Monotonous. And one thing that's going to make it a lot easier is just eating right. It's a really easy, I'm going to say it's easy. Overworking is a long process. A lot of people think, like, oh, I accidentally overwork my muscle. And it's, I mean, unless you're trying to one rep max something, it's really hard to do. And it's usually a long process of your body aching and hurting. And then, you know, a little sore become big sore become little tear, big tear, that kind of thing. Nutrition will help prevent that a lot. Same thing with stretching. I want to stretch more after these two practices, maybe after, like, another hard practice or two. We'll get a good yoga in. Now, do you remember the yogas last year?
Oh, yeah. I remember the yogas.
Music aside, how did you feel about that? Was that a benefit to the team, or was it just like, we're stretching, it's supposed to help, but I don't feel a difference?
No, I definitely think that the yogas helped us. It helped my flexibility quite a bit, and I felt better overall.
Mm-hmm. Definitely with the sore muscles, aches, and knots and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Stretching. That keeps you young. What is your big little tip?
My big little tip would have to be just taking half an hour to an hour every day, just studying, going over the things that maybe you did in the classes you had today or yesterday, or studying for what you're gonna do tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
because the more time you put in now, the less time you have to cram in when it comes to that big exam or that big test you're about to take, mm-hmm. because you are constantly keeping that knowledge in your head.
Exactly. Refresh, refresh, refresh. Reps, reps, reps. No, that's solid advice to anyone who hears it. Get your reps in on everything, technique and your education. But that pretty much ends the podcast. We ran over on time. That's my fault. But probably going to do a little post-editing. But with that being said, you can sign us off with Polar Bears on the Hunt.
On the Hunt.
Now I'm keeping that one.
If you like this podcast or want to support our program, please consider donating to the ONU Wrestling Endowment Fund, located at onu.edu. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to a great year with all of you. Hashtag Polar Bears on the Hunt.